March Madness at a college basketball tournament is prime time for marketing to men. Trucks, beer, pizza, and vasectomies. From KQED in San Francisco, April Domboski has the story.
About 8 years ago, a urology clinic in Oregon ran a promotion touting the benefits of scheduling a vasectomy in March.
You go in for a little snip-snip and come out with doctor's orders to sit back and watch nonstop basketball.
Lots of copycats followed. Now a sports radio show in D.C. has an annual vasectomy madness contest.
106.7 The Fan.
The prize? A free vasectomy.
All right, let's bring in our next contestant.
I believe it's Abe from Warrenton, Virginia.
Three guys come on the air to make their case for getting snipped, and listeners vote on their favorite. The gentleman's agreement here is first names only. There's Abe.
I've got three kids right now.
Okay.
Another one, surprise, due in July.
There's Mike, also has four kids.
My wife and I have had enough. We need help to stop the flow.
And there's Charles.
Four kids, three different women.
A lot of men might say it takes a creative deal like this to let a doctor take a scalpel to their nether regions. Vasectomy rates are low. About 5% of men in the U.S. have had one for birth control. And that's compared to 20% of women who've had a sterilization procedure, even though women's surgery is more invasive and more expensive.
Thank you for calling the Turek Clinic. This is Heather speaking.
Dr. Paul Turek has a urology clinic in San Francisco. He sees an uptick in vasectomy visits during March Madness. He's also noticed more guys coming in together.
So one group came in from a tech company in a limousine.
Last year, five old college buddies scheduled a reunion in March. They live all over the U.S. now, and one of them had this great idea, a group vasectomy.
So I gave them a deal. I closed the doors. We had sports TV on. They were having fun.
Fist bumps, high fives, as each guy returned to the waiting room. Then they hobbled back to their hotel to make bets and yell at the TV. What was interesting to Dr. Turek was the guys on this bro weekend recovered faster than his typical patient.
They had no complaints. They took fewer pain pills. It was the best anesthesia, having their buddies with them.
Turek gives all his vasectomy patients a certificate of honor.
That says for uncommon bravery and meritorious performance, because it is taking one hit to the jewels.
There is another theory about why vasectomies aren't more popular. The cost. The Affordable Care Act requires insurers to cover contraceptives without charging out-of-pocket costs. But vasectomy wasn't included. That's because under the rule, birth control was considered a women's health service.
Would your insurance cover this if you did not win the contest?
Here's Charles from the free vasectomy contest.
No, they cover a portion, but I still have to pay my deductible, which
right.
is $1,000.
12,000 people signed a petition last year asking federal regulators to cover vasectomies without cost sharing. But when the Trump administration took over, advocates were basically told to stop trying. Now they worry Trump's new health officials will get rid of the contraceptive mandate altogether, even for women.
The winner is...
Drumroll.
So for now, that leaves guys like Charles, Mike, and Abe vying for a free March Madness vasectomy.
A stunning upset. Abe!
Abe!
This free vasectomy, by the way, comes with a catch. Abe has to let one of the sportscasters come to his appointment to broadcast a play-by-play. For NPR News, I'm April Domboski.
The story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, KQED, and Kaiser Health News.